It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Look, it is the Big Time, and every now and then, we get a big star in this program, right?
Yes.
Right now, one of those times, superstar Jordan Davis, everybody.
Let's go.
Jordan.
How are y'all doing?
Listen, I'm doing fine. I know this goes a while back, and I'm trying to remember if it was Hoda and Jenna, if it was that show. You did Next Thing You Know, and everyone was going to cry, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. You know, you got sometimes that song just hits different. I think I got Hoda a little choked up.
You did, and but here's the thing that I like about the song. Nobody dies, right?
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing. You get to experience joy through the whole song, and yet I too get verklempt.
Yeah. You know, we actually talked writing it. It was like, do we need to close this thing out? Do we need to bring it full circle? And we were kind of like, nah, let's just end it with the grandparents watching grandbabies play, and then, you know, we'll just stop it there. Let's not take it into Sad Town.
I think that was because there's enough people crying without that, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's such a great song from Bluebird Days, which is an amazing album. You must be so proud still. I mean, I know it's been out for a while, but dang, dude, so good.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's cool to see, you know, with every release, it's always cool to see the songs that people kind of gravitate to. Because I'm usually wrong on the ones that I think that they're going to like.
You didn't think this song was going to get released, right?
No. Next Thing You Know, I did not see us putting that song out. You know, and I've never been good at knowing what song is going to do well and which one's not. But this is definitely one. I think because maybe I was too in my head about, like, the songwriter. Like, there's no, like, true chorus to it. You know, it kind of just starts and...
And it goes the whole way, yeah.
Yeah, for that reason, I was kind of a little nervous on recording it.
Listen, you just keep elevating the songwriting. We'll keep up with you. We'll do our best.
Well, I'm going to try. I'll hold my end up, too, if I can. We'll see.
I want to know, though, if the success has gone to your head, because I saw a dude on, I think it was Facebook, maybe it was Insta, Shades Davis, who apparently is incognito when he goes out in public now.
Yeah, Shades Davis. Well, that's
because... Or you just hung over. I'm not sure which it is.
Well, it's a little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know, a little bit of a hangover. So Shades is a degenerate gambler. So he's a big... Big sports bettor, has been known to frequent blackjack tables throughout the country. You know, that's his get up.
You know, is he the guy you can see there at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Shades is definitely, you can definitely catch Shades burning some midnight oil well into the morning hours.
This is definitely a personality switch then when you put the shades on, because don't you go to bed at like 7:30 at night?
100%. 7:30, to be honest with you, 7:30 is... About 25 minutes past the ideal. But Shades has been known to go till 7:30 in the a.m.
Oh, dude, that's just painful.
If he gets on a blackjack heater, he's not getting off of it.
Understood. Listen, sometimes you just can't, though. You know, you don't want to leave once like that.
No. Nobody. You never leave a heater. Any good movie that has your local gambling degenerate, Shades is a fan.
He's that guy. All right.
Yeah. I can definitely say that Shades needs to clean his act up.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I'm with you. I saw you're hitting that ice bath on the Dierks tour. What the?
Oh.
And you look kind of happy in that bath. I don't understand this.
Well, you know what is tough is that, like, when we were out with on the Thomas Rhett tour, we were doing ice baths like every day.
Oh, dude.
And I kind of got like a pretty good little tolerance built up to where like 3 minutes was nothing. Because, like, I've heard Dierks can go, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
So, like, I was feeling good, and then I got off of it, and then I stopped doing the ice baths, and I did one last week, and it was miserable. I did, like, 2 minutes, and after, like, 45 seconds, I was like, guys, I can't do this. I got to get out.
I totally am with you on I don't understand this. Like, the first time you went in, I don't know how long you've been doing them. I know you were doing them, like you said, with Thomas Rhett. But that first time, what the heck makes you feel like you want to go back in a second time?
It's like drinking 50 energy drinks. Like, when you get out, you are wide awake.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And they say it's good for, like, your circulation. Like, there's a bunch of, like, health benefits to it. But the biggest thing with me is doing something. It's almost like the mental fight of, like, all right, every fiber in my being is telling me I should get out of this. Like,
yeah.
this isn't fun. But being able to, like, push through that and be like, all right, and then you kind of, and then you do, you like, you control your breathing, and you're like, okay, this isn't that bad, and that's how you can, like, kind of get to, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. But that first minute is definitely just a mental fight of like, don't get out, don't get out.
And you don't get to the point where you just can't feel your body.
Well, you do. You get kind of numb because you're supposed to just stay like super still. And it's weird because like if you're like really still, I'm like going down like the rabbit hole of this. They say that like your body like has like this layer that like kind of it almost like starts to like not warm you up, but like it you stop getting cold. But the second you like move your arm or move at all, it like breaks that layer and then you get cold again. So like the whole purpose is like just sit there like super still. I'll have some more tips because Dirks is a pro at it.
I don't know if I'm ever going to do it. I mean, thanks for thinking of me and passing along the tips, but I can barely deal with a cold pool, you know? If it's under 90, I don't know. I'm staying in the sun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what they say. Like, to get used to them, you're supposed to take cold showers. There's nothing I hate more than a cold shower. Right. Like, it's the worst.
Show the man an ice bath, and there he goes.
Yeah.
I know that when you get off with Dirk, you're going to be warming up. You're going to do your own tour. Are you going to take an ice bath on the road with you there?
So we do. We have one that we travel with.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
all right.
I say it's just a tub. You know, it's just like a basically a cow trough. But I mean, it's like an hour and a half out from showtime because I can't drink coffee. Like, I mean, I can drink coffee, but I try to stop like by noon. God, do I just sound like an 80-year-old person right now?
No, you're fine.
I'm like, like if I could, I could drink coffee all day long.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
And I just like don't go to sleep. So like that's like my afternoon cup of coffee is going and jumping in 30-degree water.
Man, coffee's so much easier, not going to lie.
Oh, definitely. And tastes a lot better.
Wow. Damn good time tour. This is your own. Starting in August, running through October, just to get away from the diapers. This is really, I don't know how your wife puts up with you. Not going to lie.
I know. I planned that pretty well, huh?
I know you did. Yeah.
No, I think they're going to, she said she's going to come out. I don't know if she's going to bring the baby, but, well, she's going to have to bring the baby.
She's going
to
bring the baby. The baby's going to be 2 months old.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Look, I'm here doing math for you, too.
That's a great observation, Wendy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But yeah, they are going to come out some in the fall. So not this summer. But they'll come out to some of the headlining shows.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see what's up next off Bluebird Days. Because, again, quite an album, an incredible song. Next thing you know, it's our friend Shades Davis. I mean, Jordan Davis. Jordan, thank you so much.
Thank you. You are the best.
For your time on the Big Time. We appreciate it, man. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank y'all.